everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. And we're really excited today. The Christmas season is fast approaching on Hallmark Channel. And so we are starting our second annual Christmas game. I don't even know what we fantasy draft. That's what we called it. Fantasy draft that we did last year. And we're doing it again this year. And we have very special guests. First, we have Caroline is here.
Ooh, hey.
Hey. And we have from the Bubbly Sesh podcast, the Hallmark Channel official Bubbly Sesh podcast, we have Jackson Schaller here.
Thank you for having us. We could not be more excited to get to play the fantasy draft with you again. Second annual.
Yay. Yes. Ladies, thank you so much for having us. We are so excited.
Yeah, it is really exciting. And can you believe that we're here again, that the start of Countdown to Christmas is practically here?
It feels like we were just here, which is exciting.
That it's been a crazy year.
We have 40 more movies to watch. This is super exciting for all of us. And we're all going to be on the live tweet game, I know.
I can't wait. I love this time of year. This is my, dare I say, favorite time, the Hallmark movie season. You know, because we both watch all the movies pretty much year round. But Hallmark Christmas movies, Countdown to Christmas, Miracles of Christmas, I cannot wait. I live for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Obviously we all feel that way because we do the podcast, but yeah, so it's always fun to kind of embrace the tropes of these movies. A lot of people kind of roll their eyes at them, but I think they're what are actually make them fun and make them enjoyable. And so the point of this fantasy draft is to talk about the various tropes and we'll each pick four of them, I think is the total, four or five, and then as we watch, we will keep track of the tropes, and whoever wins. I think Amber won last time, right? Or no, it was Jax.
Oh,
right?
No, it was Jax.
I made myself a trophy. No, I'm kidding, no.
She got a stocking full of gifts from me, the loser. No, she didn't actually get that either. I was bitter.
You know what, though? We did the snake draft last time, and if we are going to do it again, I got to pick first in the snake draft, so it's probably only fair that I don't get to pick first again, because I think I had a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just
Maybe
kidding.
We'll have Caroline. She'll go first.
Yeah.
She'll go first.
Great.
Let's just dive in, and we'll talk about, maybe as we're kind of going, talk about why we like a particular trope, what we think is, or maybe even a movie that we think really did this one well. So that
would
be
it.
Fun. Okay. All right. So Caroline, you're going to start.
Oh, yay.
And so does everybody have the spreadsheet open with
yes.
all of the tropes?
We sure yes. do.
So that way we don't have to read them all. Okay, good. All right, Caroline, you get to pick your first one that you're going to have. Which
I'm
going to
pick
choice?
Wood chopping scene.
Oh, smart.
Mm-hmm. Wood chopping scene.
Good one.
Yes. Who doesn't love a wood chopping scene in Hallmark movies?
Yeah. It's the ultimate sign of manliness.
Like,
yes. Nothing.
Well, more. And it really became a thing last season, I feel like. And all the GIFs, that people post just crack me up of all the different ones. So I'm excited for it this year.
Yeah. And if you listen to our last interview with Paul Campbell, he kind of went over the different precautions and all the different steps that go into filming that scene, which was very interesting. I had no idea that they have guards up and all kinds of stuff to make sure they're safe. And he's kind of like, let me just chop the wood.
It's dangerous. That's why it's so exciting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the ultimate Hallmark fantasy would be a baker who has to chop wood. I think that's the ultimate fantasy, right?
Okay, but there maybe they'll surprise us with that this year.
Mm-hmm. I think so. All right, well, good. Nal Mader was a very, very good wood chopper last year. That was one of the highlights.
Yeah. Go Nile.
All right. And maybe in Dollywood, he'll find a way to chop wood.
Maybe Danica will chop wood. I mean, she can do it all. So.
There you go.
Right. Yeah. Like when Hope calls the lady Tess, she did her own wood chopping in this last, like it was like 2 episodes ago. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, she's very tough. That's Hallmark's way. Like, well, she's practically...
I've never
She's
chopped
up there
wood.
With any of the
I want to now.
Yeah, I never have either. I don't have good hand-eye coordination, so it's probably
me either.
For the best.
Best left for others. So, all right. So, Jax, you want to go next?
I do, but is that okay? Okay.
Sure, right. Jax.
I really want, okay, I want name is a Christmas pun, Noel, Eve, Claus, Kringle, etc., which I loved in It's Christmas Eve, starring Leanne Rimes. And yeah. This one is such a solid one that we look forward to, you know, Chris, Christopher, Eve, Noel.
So many good ones.
Kringle. Right. Holly is a big one.
Holly.
Favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
All right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I had my eye on that when you emailed us the list.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah, and there's been some really classic ones. I feel like there were quite a few. Like you said, it's Christmas Eve. All right, Shaw, what is your pick?
Well, if anyone listens to Hallmark Channel's Bubbly Sesh, you know I'm going to pick this first. I think I did last time too, Rachel. I'm going to pick a holiday community event because I live for my festival, my tree lighting.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right? I mean, they're the best. So. And I think in this year's In Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses, I feel like they have, I mean, in the trailer when I saw, you know, in the preview even, they've got an event going on. So.
And what is that lead character's name? Nick.
Oh, yeah. Right, Jack.
That one was.
Ding, ding, ding.
That one was such a good one for you last year. Man. Because there were just so many. That was the big thing last year was party planning.
Mm-hmm. I still lost though, Rachel. So I'm hoping this year it'll be my lucky pick here. So
yeah. So which do I want? I think I am going to go with tree shopping and decorating.
That's good.
Too good.
That's a good one.
That did well for me last year. Mm-hmm. And it's still my turn. Is that right?
You got it.
Because I was last?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I will go with hot chocolate and or eggnog.
Good one.
Yeah. And delicious too.
I love peppermint hot chocolate.
All right, Caroline, your turn.
It's always my fave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do ugly Christmas sweater because in Danica's Insta story and Jen Lily's, they're both wearing ugly Christmas sweater. So I'm smart. Picking that one.
All right.
That's a good one.
So you think at Christmas at Dollywood, you're thinking you're going to see some ugly Christmas sweater. And then also Angel Falls, a novel holiday, you're going to see it too.
Yes. And Erin has one on too. Erin Krako and her things too. So I'm hoping this is a big one.
You're like, that's a big one. Shaw, I think you get to go before me.
Oh, okay. Well, I think I am going to be doing a cookie baking montage because I also live for those. So
that is a really good
one. If Lacey Chabert does not bake for me in one of the Christmas movies this year, I don't know if we can go on. I really don't. So
well, we already know from the clip that they make a Coliseum cookie. And right. It's so weird to me that clip was so strange to me because you don't just like a cookie takes many steps. Like you have to have roll it out. You need like a cutter or pattern of some kind. And so the way that he acted, it was just like, oh, look, here's a Coliseum cookie. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It was so
Rachel,
like,
it's
on?
Christmas magic. Okay. So
the Coliseum cookie just appeared. Also, why are they decorating the cookie in the hallway? There wasn't even like a proper table. It was like a weird hallway table. I'm like, what's going on here? That whole clip left me with lots of questions.
If that actually is Christmas magic and we will count it as such, I might change the next trope that I pick. Because
I'm down for it. If anybody can make a cookie Coliseum, I say that that's some magic right there.
Because I was between Christmas magic and stuck together, but I think I'm going to go with the Christmas magic. Oh, sorry. I know, guys, so for those of you who can't see, we're working off of the spreadsheet in real time. So I think I was confusing Rachel by waffling back and forth. I'm sorry. I'm doubling down on Christmas magic.
That's okay.
Santa angels, snow globes, Coliseum cookies. I'm going to do Christmas magic.
Do we think Christmas in Evergreen this year is going to bring back the snow globe? I hope so. From the first one. I love that.
I just think that Jill Wagner was so tired of looking at the snow globe and Maggie's miracle that she was like, no more. We're not doing this because it's an Evergreen. I don't know. But that's my theory.
Well, there's going to be some magic in Evergreen, I know, because Santa lives in Evergreen too. There's going to be lots of magic stuff happening in that one, Jack. So you got to look out for that one.
I'd like to take a second to talk about our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. We're talking about Thrive Cosmetics. And right now you can get 15% off your first order by going to thrivecosmetics.com/hallmarkies and entering code hallmarkies. That's Thrive Cosmetics, thrivecausemetics.com/hallmarkies. So it's instead of cosmetics, it's got cause, Medics. We'll have the link in the description. You definitely should check it out and enter code Hallmark is 15% off. And, you know, as women, we use a lot of different beauty products, but sometimes we forget to pay attention what they're made of. And the nice thing about Thrive is the products are paraben and sulfate free. And I just felt like they were so light. And I felt like I was hardly wearing makeup at all, which I think is the ideal for makeup. And I've really been enjoying a product called Brilliant Eye Brightener. And it's a highlighting stick, and it helps with my eyes because sometimes I have sleep problems, and sometimes my eyes can look a little heavy. And I just felt when I put this on, it just brightened up my whole face, which is really nice and definitely helps you feel like you're in a good mood for the day. It's also nice that it's vegan and cruelty-free, certified by Leaping Bunny and PETA. And for every product purchase, they donate to causes that help women emerge from homelessness, survive domestic abuse, fight cancer, really great causes that they try to contribute to. And right now, remember, you can get 50% off your first order going to thrivecosmetics.com/hallmarkies and entering code hallmarkies. That's thrivecosmetics.com, thrivecausemetics.com/hallmarkies. Enter code hallmarkies, 15% off. You'll really enjoy the product.
For you.
This is magic.
Yeah. So now for the snake thing, I just do I do two again or just one again or how does it work?
So I think we got a little off track because, which is fine. Caroline, I think picked a little early and then, I let Shaw go before maybe Caroline, it's fine. Caroline, it's all in the Christmas magic. It's all going to work out. But Rachel, what you will do next is you will pick another one then you'll pick another one, and then Shaw will go, and then I will go, and then Caroline will go.
Okay.
Oh, woo! Okay. All right. Sorry. This is, this is beyond, I feel like I have a master's degree. I need a PhD to understand the snake. I'm not there yet.
No, you know what you need? You know what okay. you need? You need a family who is obsessed with sports, and you're the only one that doesn't follow anything. So the only thing you understand is a snake draft, and that's what I'm for. Yeah, I understand so. Nothing about sports, you guys. So this is my only contribution as a member of my family to this. So it's just years of sports training.
I'm so proud to have you as my co-host for this very reason.
I have a lot of knowledge gaps, so I'm happy to help with something that I do know.
So I get two times here. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, because you go last and then you also go first.
Okay. So I will go with two that are actually next to each other on the spreadsheet. I'm going with the near kiss and the save the blank.
Oh, good choices.
Yeah. Save the town, save the store, the farm.
Which is one of my least favorite tropes, but maybe now that I have it, I'm going to really like it because be like, yes. Yeah.
You'll be excited to see it.
I sort of like it because it harkens back to more traditional Hallmark movies, like when they first started doing their Christmas movies, and it sort of bands everybody together, which... dare I say, cheesy. Yeah. It's the spirit of Christmas. I do like it.
I just think there's like no stakes because there's not a chance in heck that they're actually going to close. Because everybody's trying to be, you've got mail in these things, you know, with the battle, the big evil man of business with the sweet, you know, little shop kind of thing. But everybody forgets that in You've Got Mail, the store closes.
It does.
There's actually
shop
stakes.
Around the corner.
She actually has to learn and grow and change as a person. And so that's the problem is that you just don't, it's so hard to buy that they're actually going to close. And so I don't know. That's my problem with that trope, but it can be done well that I like it. Like I liked a lot. I liked Majestic Christmas last year, which I was going to hate, but it was really good, I thought.
Oh, I love that movie. That was one of my favorites last year. Yeah. Again, probably because I like when we're saving stuff. So,
yeah. All right. So who goes next?
So it's Shaw next because she picked third. So yes, Shaw.
Okay.
Well, you know I love a shenanigan. Weather travel shenanigans, please. A snowstorm, a fallen tree. Are we going to get stuck in an airport again? Remember that from God Wink Christmas last year? So maybe in God Wink's this year, they're going to do it again. I don't know. So.
Road to Christmas.
Road to Christmas.
That was all travel shenanigans, that which was so fun.
Oh, yeah.
And we got to watch like the local weather report in Road to Christmas. That's right.
Okay, so.
I think that far as classic, obviously Christmas Detour is a classic.
Of course.
Travel shenanigans.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
The most wonderful time of the year is, I think, the other one. That's the travel shenanigans.
Oh, Christmas Detour. I love that movie. That one is just, it's all based really around good. It. So, yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, it's really good. All right. Okay. Now, who is next?
I think it's my turn because I went second. I'm going to go
for...
This is tough, but I think I'm going to go for flirty winter activity. Snowball fight, sledding, making a snowman, ice skating, and, you know, whatever we deem to be flirty. There's some room for movement there. that's why I'll take that one.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. One of my favorites of that was in the Mistletoe Inn when they have the whole, she does the, David Alpay does the whole sort of teaching her the lesson about this two snowmen and about writing. I thought that was really good.
Oh yeah.
I liked it in Switched for Christmas when that's when we actually find the two male romantic leads find out that the twins have been switched, but just Candace Cameron Bure plays both. So
Mark Teklin ice skating backwards was amazing. that's a flirty winter activity.
Yeah. All right. So Caroline's up next, correct?
Yes. And I'm going to pick Matchmaker Children.
Oh, yes.
So cute. Because
what's better than getting set up by a kid? So there you go.
What is better, Caroline? What is?
In my life or
so? I'm still waiting for that to happen.
Do you have any children in your life that might not be? I love that. That also sounds like it could be
find some.
Well, my daughter told me that I needed to marry Elmo the other day. So I said, honey, I'm already married to Daddy, but sure, I'll marry Elmo too. No
is problem. Elmo single?
So as long as my daughter's not the matchmaker child in a Christmas movie, I think we're good. Unless Elmo wants to be in a Hallmark Christmas movie, then great.
Is he available?
There you go. Available?
Check with his manager.
Let's ask Hallmark to set that up.
Who wouldn't want to marry Elmo? Let's
yeah. Honestly,
that's funny.
Fun, cuddly. So likes to laugh.
That's it. Likes to laugh. Yeah, he definitely likes to laugh. We have Tickle Me Elmo. So anyway, all right, guys. Yep. Moving on.
We digress.
So does Caroline go again? Like I said, this is too much for me.
So Caroline just went, no, I'm getting confused, and I thought this was my jam.
Guys, so, am I losing out again? Is that what's happening here?
Wait, you think so you go next?
Caroline has three. I have four.
So we've just done. Caroline will go. No, she'll go again. Yeah. Meg's helping us keep track.
I'll go again.
So you will go.
I have four. The rest of you have three.
So Caroline will go again, then me, then Shawl, and then you're done, Rach, right? Or we've got more tries.
Let's see where we're
anyone listening to this, we promise we are going to get through.
Caroline gets to go again.
Yeah, you go again, Caroline.
We got this, you guys. We got this.
Hot Widower.
Oh, good one.
Caroline, that is
so good.
Oh, that's going to be a winner. That is going to be a winner.
Yes.
Yeah.
We
already know. I think that Mark Lucas, I think, won for sure.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
The heart. Yeah.
Holiday for Heroes.
Yeah. I think he's a widower. He's at least he looks sad. I'm kidding. So I'm guessing. There's nothing more hunky than a hot widower. I mean, come on.
I love him in
his life. Especially, yeah. That's true. Especially Christmas. You could be his gift. You could be his gift.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. So
I think now that I'm going to go for the real Santa or his relative.
Always a winner, Jax. That is a good one.
I just feel like he makes a lot of appearances, and I like that you gave a little bit of room that it could be his relative, that it's not necessarily, mm-hmm. doesn't have to be Santa. Like, it could be, like, his brother who's moonlighting as Santa. I like that there's a little bit of room for creativity there.
We never see Mrs. Claus, though, and Santa together. Like, a Santa-Mrs. Claus, like, you know, maybe... Mm-hmm. That's going to happen this year. But anytime I see a guy with a white beard, I'm always like, that's Santa. Whether he's Santa or not, I'm like, well, that was Santa. So,
Well, for purposes of the draft, it's Santa or his relative. So anytime I do see someone with a white beard,
even if
it's not Santa, he will be his relative.
That's it.
I mean, they've been moving away from that kind of whimsy, but nothing would thrill me more if they had some of that in this year.
Yes.
But yeah, because I mean, I love... just that little underlying magic in there. It doesn't have to be like a huge thing.
Maybe, you know, we'll see it in the mistletoe secret magic. Mm. I don't know. Maybe something there.
Santa.
No. I read that book.
There's no Santa.
Not my favorite. They're going to have to work their magic because none of the books, Mistletoe Promise, Mistletoe Inn, and now Mistletoe Secret, are very good. I'm sorry.
I love that Rachel read the canon. She's like, I got them all.
Yes.
<That's good. laughs>
And the other two, they worked their magic on and made great. And two of my favorites. I love the Mistletoe Inn and Mistletoe Promise. So I'm hopeful. But yeah, it's a little Hallmarker horror. Like,
well,
there's definitely parts of it that if it was on Lifetime, could be like a horror movie.
Well, I love that. I mean, we don't get Kelly Pickler in the Christmas at Graceland movie this year, but we do get her in The Mistletoe Secret and Tyler Hines, which I know a lot of Hallmarkies and a lot of fans really jive with. So,
and Christopher Russell, throw that in for a nice bonus.
I know. Yeah. I'm loving that Hallmark is like pulling out all the stops here.
Yeah. Because it's all about this guy who's trying to find this person that he's been like chatting with online. And he like goes to her town and it's kind of like hunting her down. And of course it's like made for cute, but I guess that's what I'm saying. It could easily, with just like a different soundtrack and thing, it could easily be kind of creepy. Because he's like, I don't know. It's kind of stalking her a little bit. It's a little weird. But I'm sure they'll make it totally cute and it'll be great. So, okay, where are we at in this? I'm doing a terrible job running this.
Thank you.
Okay, Shaw.
Thanks. Thanks, ladies. I'm going to choose... I know, I'm just waiting, right? Like, I'm like, when's it my turn? One of the leads is a chef or a baker.
Mm. Yeah, that one's solid.
I picked cooking baking. I got to pick, you know, the match to that, which is either a chef or a baker. Oh, smart. So
when you win big, you win big.
That's it. Go big or go home. Oh, my gosh. That's what I say.
You have a, Shaw, you have a good lineup.
I know.
Community event.
This could be my baking. Year.
Your Christmas miracle could come true.
That's it. And it's the 10th anniversary of Countdown to Christmas. This is it for me. I'm feeling it.
Yeah. All right, Jax, I think it's your turn.
So I don't think so. I think it's actually you again. But I think...
it's my turn.
I think it is your... No, you know what? I was so confident. This is what always happens. The minute I get confidence, I'm like, no, you're wrong, Jax. I do think you go again, though, Rach.
Oh, good. Okay. Then I will say Stuck Together.
Yes, that's
forced
really good.
To work together, physically trapped, fake relationship. I can't believe it's still there this late.
I know. Wait, physically trapped... I'm trying to think of one where they were physically trapped.
Christmas Cottage, I think.
Yeah.
Or snowed in, like a snowed in sort of thing. Okay.
You know what? You're right, Rachel. I'm surprised that's here so late because honestly, I was eyeing that one earlier and then I got all.
I was too.
Were you? Caroline, there, like, what happened here? I think it's.
So I think it's Caroline's turn. Right?
No.
A shawl.
Is it?
We work our way back then, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well,
so glad you guys are here
I love any music in any of my Christmas movies. So a musical number, I will be picking that. Carol's featured violin solo.
It's a good one. Yeah. Because last time we had like Fall in Love with a Prince, and that one wasn't a very good one because it's obviously only going to apply to one movie. So I tried to switch some things up. But I think this is a pretty solid group of tropes.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll all do well. Hopefully.
I know. I think it's going to be a good year for all of us and make it really down to the wire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think for my last pick, I'm going to go with Meddlesome Neighbor and Aunt. Aunt.
Good choice.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wish I have a lot of aunts and they're really great people, but there's only one that's kind of meddlesome and she would always try and set my sister up on dates, but never me. And I was always wondering why.
You wanted to be meddled with is what you're saying.
She's probably trying to respect me.
That's
and I was
what
like,
I
no,
always
don't.
Say. Do you? I tell people I. Don't be worried about like invading my privacy. Set me up. Set me up, please.
I love that.
I need all. I'm 39 and single. I need all the almost 39 and single. I need all the help I can get at this point.
My mom told me I watch too much Hallmark movies because I'm just waiting for like a meet cute moment. I'm like,
Well, maybe we can talk when it happens. Caroline, let us know. We can talk about it on the bubbly sesh because that's one of our segments.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a mistletoe moment for our Christmas session.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
And there's lots of good matchmaking movies on Hallmark. We've got Matchmaker Mysteries. We've got Over the Moon in Love. There's so much matchmaking fun that, you know, Rachel, you need one of those heroines on the case. We're going to do it.
That's true.
We're going to do it.
Yeah, for somehow with all of these crime riddled towns, they somehow managed to all stop for Christmas. Except for Murder, She Baked. That's the only one. Murder at Christmas.
Wait, so do we have a last one, right? We have one more
goes,
left.
So that one goes to Caroline.
Single Grinch. That's a good one.
Single Grinch. So we each have
You gotta have one.
Yeah, so
Bah humbug.
Right. I mean, and occasionally it could be a married Grinch, but but I guess that doesn't count for this. But we're a single.
But he ends up finding his Christmas spirit or her Christmas spirit. Yes. So.
Yeah.
Rachel, you made that joke way faster than I did. I was trying to formulate a joke with that, and then you got there way too quickly. So kudos to you.
No problem. Oh, well, thanks. So I have featured hot chocolate eggnog, stuck together, forced to work together. I have the near kiss. I have the save the blank and tree shopping or decorating.
Solid.
So I'm pretty proud of my pick.
Solid.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Yeah, yeah. Caroline, which one do you end up with?
I have a single Grinch, a featured ugly Christmas sweater, a hot widower, mainly wood chopping scene, and matchmaker children. Yes. Solid.
Woo-hoo. Good too. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
All right. I love that. I feel like that could all be in one movie too, which I was getting really excited about. I was in my head. This is Jax. I've got name that is a Christmas pun. Noel, Eve, Claus, Kringle, Nick. A meddlesome neighbor or aunt. A flirty winter activity, snowball fights, sledding, making a snowman, ice skating. Christmas magic. And the real Santa. Or his relative.
I love or his relative. That's the best. All right, y'all. And to round it out, Shawl has got, I've got my musical number, Carol's featured violin solo. I mean, one of the movies is called A Christmas Duet, so I'm feeling good about that one. Holiday community or event, a festival, a parade, a tree lighting. I want it all. I want all those in one movie. I'll take it. And then we've got a cookie baking montage. Also live for those. Weather travel shenanigans, big snowstorm, a fallen tree. And one of the leads is a chef or baker. All right. Here we go.
Well, Let's do this. We survived. This is very exciting. So we will do our best to kind of keep track of this. And we got to do better than last year, because most of the time I was like, I don't remember what happened in the movie. So every weekend or whatever, we got to log in and log in our numbers. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We certainly will. Thank you so much, Rachel and Caroline, for inviting us to play. This is so much
fun.
And a lot of these, honestly, like, they do bring me such joy when I watch them in the Hallmark movies. So this game is even more fun because now I get to, like, actually, like, when I'm watching, pick out and go, ooh, there's my pick. There's my pick. There's my pick. So.
Yeah.
It's true. And a little competition never hurt anybody. It's always fun.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they get to do it for sports. I mean, this is our Hallmark Christmas movie watching is a sport, you guys.
It's a sport.
Yeah. So how can people follow your guys' podcast, you on social media, all that fun stuff?
Oh, they can follow us at The Bubbly Sesh. Rate, review, subscribe. And we're The Bubbly Sesh across all platforms. So we'd love to live tweet. We know we see you guys on the live tweet. We're all there tweeting together, having a big party. And on Instagram.
Yep. Twitter, Instagram, at The Bubbly Sesh. Right. And then it's Hallmark Channel's Bubbly Sesh on any podcast app or hallmarkchannel.com/The Bubbly Sesh. So.
Great. And Caroline, where can people find you?
You can follow me on Twitter at @MeetaCarolineR.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and Rotten Tomatoes. So check that out and follow our podcast at Hallmarkies Pod all over the place. And give us your ratings and reviews. And check out The Bubbly Sesh. And it's going to be really fun. We're excited. Let us know what tropes you would have picked. And in fact, even you could pick your own and follow along. That could be really fun. So let us know if you're listening. And thanks again, you guys. And we will talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, ladies.